It's time to say a very good afternoon to my studio guests. That's Adam Hendon and Alex Hurd. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Very, very good to have you here. And of course, by this time tomorrow, you'll be well into your massive trek. Now, I understand that the route of your trek for Great Ormond Street Hospital has changed. So tell us about the hotels in the cluster that you're going to be visiting tomorrow.
We've had to go back to plan A, and so we're going to be walking around all of the hotels in the cluster, starting off at Salford's, walking up the Balcombe Road to the Premier Inn, and then heading along to Manor Royal, then Goffs Park and Town West, and then making our way to Horsham.
And you work for Premier Inns, Adam?
Yep, I do. I'm the maintenance manager. I look after Balcombe Road, Horsham and Salford.
Right you are. And you're next door, Alex?
Yeah, I'm next door at the Beef Eater, yeah.
And that's in Salford's. What got the pair of you decided to do something by way of a fundraising trek?
Well, basically, we were just sitting there one day at work, and we knew Charity Week was coming up anyway, so... And every hotel is challenged to raise £300. And so we thought we'd give it a crack. And Alex and myself have been friends for years. We've been to college together. We did the same course together. So we're used to, like, obviously going on treks and hikes and things. And we've grown up with each other in the same area. And we just couldn't think, like, of any better reason to do it. Obviously, it just seemed a perfect time. It's a personal goal for each of us. And, yeah, it's just for a great cause as well at the end of the day.
Challenge is £300. How's it going so far?
We've actually raised about £450 so far.
So you're in advance of target already.
Yeah, that's true. Just so far, like, from what we've gathered and what we will be collecting at the moment.
That's absolutely excellent. Tell me, why Great Ormond Street?
Well, it's actually Whitbread, which is Beef Eater and Premier Inn. It's the main company. That's actually our company's chosen charity. And obviously, yeah, we could have gone out there and done our own thing for different charities, but we thought, obviously, it's for work and the children need all the support that they can get. And so, yeah, we just couldn't think of any other reason.
Alex, have you gone in for lots and lots of training for this trek?
Oh, I've been training for ages. I generally walk to work and ride into work all the time, so my fitness is pretty good all the time.
And what about you, Adam?
I'm a little bit more lazy. It's usually me driving past Alex on the way home. But I've done a fair bit of training coming up to it. I regularly attend boxing and play football sometimes. So, but yeah, like I say, we've done this sort of thing before anyway, so we're not worrying too much.
And that circuit from hotel to hotel is about the same distance as from the Premier Inn to London, yeah?
Yeah, it's about 25 miles, give or take a little bit. It's roughly the same, allowed about the same sort of time. So, yeah.
Have you had lots of support from friends and colleagues?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely, a hell of a lot. Yeah, everyone's just obviously constantly saying us, like, oh, you're going to do great. Obviously giving us the money to donate, giving us good advice and everything, and offering if we need anything or any support. We've got people. We haven't actually got anybody doing it with us as such, but obviously people have said if they need us, just give them a call and they'll drop things off to us on the way. But that's another good thing about going to all the other Premier Inns. We get a little rest stop or if we need food or drink. So yeah, it's just more beneficial overall in the end.
But there isn't going to be a support vehicle full of beautiful young ladies following you around.
Unfortunately not. But
So no little touch of massage if it's needed.
I wish.
Okay, well, that is there anybody amongst all that crowd of friends and colleagues who you might want to say hi to at this stage?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you to all the guys and girls at Surrey Fire and Rescue Service, especially all the mechanics. Of course, the Surrey Mirror for actually posting it out there. Yourself, Susie Radio, obviously wouldn't be here without you guys getting the word out.
Yeah,
and also, South Park Slimming Club, they've actually donated a fair bit of money for us as well. So, yeah, we thank everybody. Alex?
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you to the guys at the Premier Inn, all the staff there, and also at the Beef Eater. Done really well, raising a lot of money. And just friends and family generally. You know, my mum, she was in hospital 2 months ago. So it's a good reason to give something back to charity in the hospitals.
Absolutely. Well, that's a splendid reason for walking 25 miles on what I fear may be a damp morning by the sound of the forecast.
Yeah, it looks a bit. We're going to be a bit prepared, obviously.
Hopefully.
We can't carry too much on us because it's just literally me and Alex and a rucksack each and obviously a charity bucket, so we can't take too much, but We're prepared for it.
Well, you'll have something waterproof, no doubt.
Yeah.
And if you play a bit of sport, then you're used to the rain and the outside. Now, tell us about Bernard Bear.
Right, yeah, Bernard, we're obviously, as the new plan, well, going back to the old plan of going to all of the hotels in the cluster, Premier Inn has just started selling a Bernard the Bear. It's really nice little cuddly bear in like little purple hoodie for Great Ormond Street, and they're £10 each. You can get them at any Premier Inn, and some Beefeaters as well, they've got them. All the money goes to Great Ormond Street, and we've decided what we're going to do is go around. As we visit each site, we're going to take a picture or a selfie with Bernard the Bear outside each Premier Inn. We're going to set up a page later on today on Facebook and Twitter so people can follow us throughout the whole journey, do a video diary, a few selfies here and there, and just get it all out there so hopefully he can be our little mascot.
Excellent. Well, you make sure that we've got links to the video and
definitely.
So on, and
we'll
put those up for you. Now, before we think about our listeners actually getting involved, what about if they want to turn out and give you a bit of applause along the way? What are the sort of timings tomorrow?
Right, well, we've decided we're going to be setting off at about near on 7 o'clock. We're going to get up a little bit earlier, get some breakfast, get ourselves sorted, and then make our way. Probably about 7 o'clock. And looking at it now, I'm hoping we could even be finished by 4 o'clock in the afternoon with any luck, because I know it is getting darker now, but we've had a look at it, a good proper look, and we reckon we'll do it in that sort of time scale.
Well, and it's very handy, isn't it, to have a hotel chain where, as you said just now, you can rest your weary feet for 20 minutes if
exactly,
you need.
Yeah, have a nice cold drink as well.
Susie Radio listeners will want to get involved. How can they do that?
Well, they can obviously call up you guys and then get a number from us, but then also we've got our mobile numbers here. Mine's 07584 678 169,
and mine is 077 952 77346.
And you can also, obviously, if you don't manage to get hold of us today, you're more than welcome to pop into a local Premier Inn or call up, and then just ask for Adam and Alex and we can arrange something.
And am I right in thinking that there's a Just Giving page as well?
Yep, there's also a Just Giving page set up still. It is still under the name of the AAA's Great Walk. Just go on to justgiving.com and then on the search bar just type in the AAA's Great Walk and everything will come up there.
Just Giving, the AAA's Great Walk. Now, is there anything that we haven't mentioned that you'd like to mention while you've got that microphone?
Off the top of my head, no. Obviously, like I said, we've said thank you to everyone, all the guys, everyone that's helped us, and you guys, of course, for getting it out there.
And Jean.
Yeah, and Jean. Yeah, definitely a shout-out to Graham Carlisle and also Jean.
Jean did say that if she were just a little younger, she'd jump in a cab and come up to meet you two gentlemen. Adam Hendon, Alex Hurd, we wish you every possible success, whatever the weather tomorrow, on your trek in support of Great Ormond Street Hospital. And thank you so much for coming in
to
see us.
Thank you for letting us
come in. Thank you for having us.